It's an unusual scenario. Two people found dead in a city street in Brownsburg, and the events that led up to the shootings, probably one of the wildest scenarios that people have heard of in a while. It doesn't involve drugs, as far as we know. It doesn't. We don't know what it involves. The investigation is still going on, but Guy Relford represents a man who is the man who pulled the trigger, the final trigger. And we want to talk about what happened here. Guy, by the way, is a Second Amendment attorney, a gun rights attorney, and also hosts the Gun Guy Show on WIBC. So, Guy, can you explain the scenario?
Yeah, Chris, and thanks for the opportunity to discuss this. What happened is a person suffered from what appears to be a psychiatric breakdown, and he randomly attacked with a firearm two cemetery workers there at 56th Street and Grant in Brownsburg. He was muttering incoherently and opened fire on these two workers, who I also understand were very good friends. He killed one. After a chase, he continued to chase the other one, shooting. One of those bullets actually went through my client's vehicle window. We don't know if the gunman was shooting at his vehicle or just shooting at the cemetery worker that he was chasing, but he was actually injured through flying shrapnel, my client was, but he then saw the gunman catch up to this worker, continue to try to shoot him. They were struggling over the firearm in the street. And my client looked at that and realized there was really one thing he could do, and that is to take action to save an innocent life. And the scenario was fairly clear to him, and that one person was chasing the other, and the other was saying, no, 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 please don't shoot me, please don't shoot me. And my client, under incredibly stressful circumstances, took aim, took his shot, hit the gunman once. Gunman stood up. And was looking around and still had the gun in his hand, appeared to clearly intend to continue the attack, at which point my client fired another two or three shots and the gunman went down. So there's no question that he saved at least one innocent life and perhaps multiple, because police have said that he had a drum-style magazine in his handgun that still had a couple of dozen rounds in it. So who knows how much mayhem could have resulted if my client hadn't been the brave hero and good Samaritan that he was.
Yeah, so right now, as I understand it, the Brownsburg Police Department is not pursuing any charges against your client.
Absolutely not. I mean, Indiana law is very, very clear. In fact, the Brownsburg police, I really want to applaud them. They've been very thorough and very professional, and they thoroughly investigated the facts and the investigation to some degree in terms of the motive or psychiatric background of the shooter. I'm sure some other aspects are continuing, but they very quickly, the BPD did determine that my client acted completely lawfully and he was justified under Indiana law, which is very clear, which you can use reasonable force, including deadly force, to protect yourself or a third person from either serious bodily injury or the commission of a forcible felony. Murder is clearly a forcible felony. Obviously, trying to shoot someone is trying to inflict serious bodily injury on them. So there's no question this was absolutely justified under Indiana law. And they very quickly identified him as a hero, not as a suspect.
People who listen to your show may hear this quite often, but why is it important if you're involved, if you legally carry a gun and then you end up shooting someone under any circumstance, why is it important that you have representation?
Well, first of all, it makes sense just to give yourself a chance to to calm down and relax. If you've been in a life-threatening situation or you've had to use force, certainly deadly force, your adrenaline's going to be going crazy. Your emotions are going to be going crazy. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to relax, to settle down. An attorney can explain the rules of the road in terms of how an interview can go. An attorney can help you make a decision, for instance, whether you're either even going to give an interview or whether you'd prefer to just provide a written statement. An attorney can stop an interview if, you know, unlike this situation where it was very clear to law enforcement very early on, in some situations police may, as part of their investigative technique, decide to be very confrontational and very aggressive and very accusatory, just as a way of determining facts or to eliciting a report from a witness or a suspect, and an attorney can step in if that starts going off the rails and say, no, this isn't an appropriate interview, this is over. And it's very difficult to do all those things by yourself. And for all those reasons, I really feel this gentleman did everything right, including how he handled the aftermath of the shooting. It's really textbook, not only of how to be a hero and how to safely end a threat against an innocent life, but also how to conduct yourself afterward. And I know the Brownsburg Police Department has been very appreciative of him, and they've said nothing but kind words about him as well.
Now, you've been doing this a long time. I think it may be important for people to understand that a random attack like this is a pretty rare thing, because I think, you know, with a lot of the violence that goes on in the city of Indianapolis proper, you know, people may start to hear these stories in the media and think, oh my God, this kind of thing happens all the time. But I mean, a random attack like that is pretty rare.
It really is. And, you know, our friend Abdul puts out some really great articles and studies on who suspects are and who victims are, certainly even in Marion County. And you know, if you're not yourself a criminal or you're not engaged in criminal activity, you're not living in certain areas of the city, the likelihood of being shot at or shot or killed is incredibly remote. And to be a victim of a completely random attack like this, where two guys are just doing their job, working in a cemetery in this case, for them to be the subject of just a totally random attack is truly a rare thing, not only in Indiana, but all across the country.
All right, Guy, anything else that I haven't asked that you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. The only other thing is that in some situations where someone has stepped in and been a hero or a good Samaritan, they've still had to worry about civil liability. And we've seen situations in Indiana and elsewhere where folks have been clearly justified either in defending themselves or defending a third person. I represented a lady named Kisty Phillips who saved the life of a police officer and then was sued over it by the family of the dead criminal who was trying to kill a police officer at the time that Kisty defended that officer. And that's one of the reasons that I wrote, and in 2019 we got passed the Indiana justified self-defense immunity bill that says if you were lawful and justified in using force either to defend yourself or to defend a third person, you are immune from civil liability, and a person or their estate who files a lawsuit in that circumstance and that case is then dismissed on the basis of the immunity, then mandatorily has to reimburse the defendant their attorney's fees. So it's satisfying to me to know that not only has my client in the Brownsburg situation been cleared by police, but he's also very well protected against any civil liability, which would have to be in a frivolous lawsuit anyway under the circumstances. But unfortunately, those frivolous lawsuits get filed with regularity all across the country. And because of the new self-defense immunity bill, you'd have to be completely reckless as an attorney to file that lawsuit, because not only would it be dismissed and this gentleman be protected, but they'd likely have to reimburse his attorney's fees. So that's satisfying to see that have a real effect here this quickly in Indiana.
All right, Guy, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure, Chris.